What's up, y'all? DA. Damn. I can't even say my name.
Jeez.
What's up, y'all? It's DJ Durrell, a.k.a. your favorite, for another episode of FFR, Familiar Face Radio Podcast. We got the homies in the building, as always. The lady first.
Hey, girl. Hey, it's me, Rain.
It's your boy, Ellie Tidowin. What's good?
So we back, as we always do, maybe even a week late, but we still here for y'all. Appreciate y'all been rocking with us and liking the photos and saving the pictures and whatever y'all doing on our IGs. We appreciate that. Keep on rocking with us. We want to keep on giving y'all good media to listen to, look at, and all that great stuff. So today's episode, if you are probably have noticed by when you click the press play, today's episode is about adulting. And adulting is the act of being an adult, whether it's positive or negative. We're going to talk about it. It's summertime. We over 30. Me and Leon over 30.
Yes.
And Rain is a new woman.
I'm approaching 30, though.
Yeah. But she...
in 6 months.
If y'all have been listening to the show, y'all know that the Rain before... compared to the Rain now,
I've been delivered.
Is going through another level of adulting, and even I don't even want to just express my level of adulting. I want to hear what hers is. So it's good. It's going to be good that y'all allow us to express ourselves. It'll be another venting show because there's a lot of positives and negatives when it comes to adulting. But I know you all will relate because I know you're over 18. So that's what it is. What you eating today, Rain? What's that?
Yogurt. This is Kroger brand Aussie yogurt. Is so bomb, and I put some granola in it because, you know, I'm trying to be crop top ready.
So if y'all hear her smacking, that's what that is.
It's me. Sorry, y'all. I'm almost there.
So is it different from like Greek yogurt? It's like, does it taste different?
It's way creamier. Okay. I don't like Greek yogurt.
Okay.
It's real creamy.
And in a little bit, I got some few treats from my players and partners in here that I want to help out a local business, and we're going to try and sample some things live on air. So you might hear some more smacking and oohing and aahing in a little bit. But this is just how we're going to do. For anybody who's a small business owner, if you have a product that you feel that FFR can assist you with in promotions, or just to give you some type of, what is it called, when you have, not a tutorial, but when people... reviews, testimonials, allow us to do it. We can either do it live on air, we can make a quick video for you. If you need help with your marketing, you feel that our network separately, individually, and collectively can assist you with that, holla at FFR. Today will be a way to show you how we can do that. Cool?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, so let's get the show rolling. Leon, what you been listening to?
Are we reading what we've been up to?
Okay, yeah. What have we been up to? My bad. Thanks, player.
So,
Rain, what you been up to? Hold on. Last show was about
a nigga,
right? So I know they're waiting to hear an update.
I don't have no updates.
So, what happened last time? What was the gist of last
nigga
show?
Was being a fuck nigga, and I needed like
he's continually being one.
Yeah. Well, he just pulled a fuck nigga move
today.
No, I haven't spoken to him.
Okay.
Oh, I'm back on turn.
Since the last 3 weeks.
I have not spoken to him at all.
Damn. We've been doing this show for how long?
Hey, forgot. I didn't know this one was going
to
go off.
I know the people wanted to know if there was going to be an update.
There is no update. I have not spoken to him at all. Like, nothing.
Okay. Mm-mm. So what you been up to then?
I cut my hair off yesterday.
Well, what happened? So it's your... So what is that? What's that going to be your...
My big trap.
The big, there's no big.
Well, okay, when you said you cut it off, I thought you meant like you went.
Damn, I don't got no hair.
No, I thought you faded that junk.
No,
like,
I
thought you had like.
So that's about an inch?
That's not bad.
It's like, I can't even braid it. I mean,
you can get that braided. There's some hood chicks that can. There's some gals that can braid that up. You can have some straight Iversons.
Yeah.
I need them for these wigs.
They will definitely hit you up for that. So now you're going to have a big chop anniversary, and you'll be doing like monthly. Are you going to show your hair?
On the weekends. I just need to figure out what products work. Like, it's new now. I don't know what works.
Because you cut all the stuff out.
Yeah.
That's perfect. I'm proud of you for that because that's going to be, since you're in a different adult now, I think that's going to go well with your personality.
You think so?
I think it's going to be dope.
Like, I'm excited for my fro. Like, I want a big ass fro.
This time. Maybe not next year,
probably not.
But in two or three years, you're going to, And then if you find a man who loves you today with your TWA, he deserves the flourish.
TWA. You got to. Listen, I got a wig on deck. I got some new hair coming in the mail.
I think
ain't nobody gonna see my
for TWA. You to really find a man that loves you, you should show him this.
Okay.
Yeah. But
I'm just saying, like, if he's sure. down for the cause, for real, like, the realness.
That's a lot. Just because I don't let niggas see my long hair. I didn't let niggas see my long hair.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break
it. Always braided up, man, under a wig.
I'm just saying, it's a new day, and you need to know who you're messing with for real.
That's true.
That's very
that's
true.
A fact.
And if a guy is that bad when it comes to showing you his real hair, what if you have a daughter with him? He's going to make your daughter have, like, pressed out hair at her kindergarten graduation, but that's what he's gonna feel like. No, I'm just saying. I don't mean to give you unsolicited advice.
Know what a relaxer is.
But I'm just saying. Do you see what I'm saying about this though? Yeah. That's something that's important.
I know one of my friends' baby daddies doesn't like that their daughter's hair is natural, and he says
that's
shit
stupid
to the little girl. Like I to wish the girl? Her hair was straight, and she don't. She like conflicted about it.
Do you feel me though? That's the type of person you don't need around your kids.
No, not at all.
It's big whack.
So, shout out to Shay. You might need to talk to Shay a couple times. Shay did the big chop maybe a couple years ago. Yeah. So, Shay is an avid listener. I know she's listening now. She probably already said yes to you. I think that if she ever comes to Columbus or you ever go to Dayton, y'all would be cool.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever met her. I don't know that I've ever met her.
She's been in the same spot as you.
Yeah.
But I don't think that you were... around she came to the the fashion show, at least that was at least one time she came to the fashion show and the after party. I don't know if he was.
I was at the after party. I got real drunk at the after party.
Everybody did. That's what we did back then. But y'all would be cool. And she would probably be able to help you with some products. Any other ladies who are in the building that are listening that know about the big chop and know what she's going to have to go through, help her out with some products.
Yes!
Maybe if you have some good products you can review on your YouTube page and get sponsored.
There it is.
That's what... I'm all about the business. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Tell me more.
What else you been up to, though? My bad for taking...
I went to the Chance concert.
How was that?
That was the bomb.
Was it worth the money? How much you spent on them tickets?
I spent like $50, and my seat was next to Jesus.
Okay.
It was literally at the top. But it was so much fun. Okay. I got introduced to DJ Oreo, which I had no idea who it was.
I don't know who that is.
He's Chance's DJ.
Okay.
He's pretty good. And then Chance came out. He had like a band and some nigga dancers and some background singers. And that was it. He didn't have a lot of frills.
Do you think that he needed that for that big of a stage?
Nah. It was a great show.
Because that sounds like a more intimate venue type of setup.
Yeah.
From what you just said.
Nah, it was a great fucking show.
Were you a fan walking in?
I've been a Chance fan since Acid Rap.
I've still never listened to Acid Rap.
Acid Rap was really good.
I saw him perform one of the songs that had like a go-go type beat to it. And I think it had an Isley sample to it. When he performed at the, the Animal House.
I don't remember him at Animal House.
He actually performed at Animal House that you were at. The one I DJed at.
He was an opener. See, I missed him because I went to see 2 Chainz, and then when 2 Chainz was over, I came to Animal House.
But he was an opener, but he was still before Stally. I mean, he was still after I got done. So you saw me DJing. He came more after.
DJing when I got
there. Yeah, he came after me.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You don't remember either?
I remember.
You were there.
I know I was. I remember being there.
I remember because I thought his name was Whack.
So that's probably why I never gave him a chance.
I'm like, Chance the Rapper?
Chance the Rapper. Lil Chano from 79.
All right. You sound like a true fan now.
For real.
You feel me?
I don't even know what that means.
So that was dope?
Yes, it was fun.
No openers? Just the music?
Just DJ Oreo and him.
Oh,
that's lit. Did you go to the after party?
No. I had to work the next day.
The video footage looked lit because he was just up there on stage.
Yeah, I heard it was the bomb, right. But I had to work the next day. So
sounds like you had a pretty good couple, 3 weeks.
Yeah, besides being sick.
You sick now, player? Don't cough on the, keys.
You can still kind of hear it a little bit, but I think it has passed.
Good. Hopefully you won't be contagious. Leon, what you been up to?
To be quite honest, nothing. No. It's been very uneventful for the last month or so. It's starting to get warm outside, so I'm starting to venture out outside a little bit more.
AKA Thot.
Mm-hmm. Yep, mm-hmm. Yep, just a little bit.
You gotta grow up.
But for real, like, I haven't really done too much. I mean, work. Trying to get everything together at the apartment. Still haven't done that completely. Trying to figure out this washer and dryer situation. Damn vent not working properly. Like, it's not getting hot. So I've been, like, trying to tinker with that. Just putting a whole bunch of stuff together. Just, that's it, really.
That's it?
Yeah, nothing. Boring. Boring life right now.
Okay.
What about you, Daryl?
Parent life.
Yeah.
So, I missed last week because it was our anniversary, our 1 year anniversary, which is a major accomplishment in these days.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
It was good to actually be away from the city and feel like an adult, because we've never had a night without Ava being around. So, we let her spend the night at my mom's house, and we stayed out in Cincinnati and got a hotel. Because my mom's going to be keeping her for the cruise in November. Mm-hmm. So, she has to get used to having her overnight, and we have to get used to the separation of not being with our child. Yeah. So she's 11 months, so every day since then we've had her. So it was a big thing. Like, it was serious to have to let our daughter go and say, see you tomorrow. Seems trivial to people without kids.
You look so serious.
Traumatic. I was traumatized.
Why? She was with your mom.
She wasn't with me, though.
No, she wasn't. But she was with the lady who gave you life.
I know.
I should give you a little bit of comfort.
And I wasn't doubting her skills or anything, but it's just that she wasn't with me. So that was last weekend. And over this weekend, we have been sleep training. So sleep training is having her in her crib throughout the night. So instead of her co-sleeping, which is sleeping with us, mm-hmm. she's in her crib.
Okay.
So that takes days. And
does it?
Yes, at this point. Since she's so old, it takes a long time because she's so used to being with us and not being alone. So she cries. So we have to just put her in the bed and let her cry. I have this monitor where I watch her own video and I get sad because she's sitting there crying, yelling, Dada. Wait till y'all get kids and have to go through this. Like, this is just, I'm just letting y'all know. Like, she's saying, Dada, crying. And then I lay on her back. She has a hard time moving over. So she's just laying there playing with her hands, trying to console herself. And playing with her feet, consoling herself. How sad is that?
That's tough.
Yes. It's very sad. Where you have to let her go and put her in her bed and just let her cry it out. I feel like a bad parent. I have to make a video about that. I just made a video about us being away from her. So if y'all follow me on Fatherhood Fraternity, there's a video out now, and you can watch that and see what our thoughts were. But this stress of having to sleep train, tonight will be night 3. The first night she cried for 40 minutes, woke up about 3 hours later and cried for about 20 minutes. Last night she cried for 15 minutes, which is good. Then she woke up like at 1:30 crying for an hour. And I couldn't go to sleep.
No.
I couldn't go to sleep at all. I'm watching her on the screen, seeing her try to console herself while I'm like, I want to go help you, but that'd be a waste of time. So
Right. They
say by 4 days, she should be straight. So this will help us have the freedom to let her spend the night, like, over my mom's house without having her to feel like she has to stay in a bed with her and stuff
right.
So
right.
That's parent life. Shout out to the parents that are listening and know exactly what I'm going through. Shout me out a prayer or something because your boy is trying to make it.
Yeah.
But damn.
Yeah, damn.
All right, so what y'all been listening to, though? We got 3 different lives, like, yeah. For real.
Legit.
3 different black lives.
So that matter. I tried to listen to this Bryson Tiller
album. Tried?
I tried to.
What you mean?
Like, because every time I'm listening to it, it's in the morning time, so I'm like, okay. I'm getting ready, so I'm not really fully paying attention.
Bryson Tiller hurts my feelings.
What you mean?
He just, like...
Like, he's the Mary J. Blige of the guys?
What?
Kind of. Like, he can't really sing. So y'all know I love singing ass niggas. Right,
he's not that.
But yeah. I don't like singing ass, kind of rapping ass niggas.
I thought you do.
Only for Chris Brown.
Cause I thought you like singers who cuss.
I like singers who cuss, but you don't gotta rap to say fuck.
Yeah.
But, like, I was listening to it, and I was just like, when is this gonna be over?
I didn't feel the same way as y'all. No. I thought it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. Okay. It was just, okay. It was a lot of songs.
Yes. Right.
And it was a lot of songs for someone who can't really sing.
So Drake can get away with it.
But not that many songs.
That playlist.
That was long as fuck. Yes. I still haven't made it to the end. Okay.
I just want to see where y'all's, okay, yeah, I thought it wasn't bad. I know he can't sing.
Oh, and he makes me sad.
He makes songs that I can't personally relate to.
Yeah.
But I know that they're going to, you know, be some quotes in there.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The captions going to be lit all summer.
Definitely going to be captions. And like I said on Twitter, he makes music for work husbands and male besties.
Work husbands.
Because he just makes those songs for those dudes that know you got a man and just want to be funny.
And those are fuck niggas. Those are textbook fuck niggas.
Amen.
Yep.
So what you give that? How many fire emojis would you give that?
If any.
From what I heard, it was like 2.5.
Damn.
Like a solid 2.5.
Flick?
Yeah.
Baby like, bath.
Yeah.
Shout out to Andre.
Yeah. So I listened to that Gucci.
I listened to that.
I'm so helpless.
Like, but everything that I'm saying to you is like I've listened to at home, so it hasn't made it to the car yet. So I haven't really given it the car test.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and then it was something else that just came out. I was trying to listen to the David Banner as well too. God Box.
He has a new album.
Yes.
Yeah.
The message is there. The music isn't.
No.
The. What he says is
really
solid.
Really good.
It's solid, but
it could be good poetry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good captions.
So does he not have good beats?
He just don't have good songs.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, I mean that's pretty much it. And then just a whole bunch of just playlists, whatever pops up on Apple Music, I hit, and then be like, all right, cool, I'm over it.
Right, what you been listening to?
So. I really like this rap nigga named Playboi Carti. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Got the song Magnolia.
I like that guy a lot. And Frank Ocean.
His new songs?
Yes. And Gucci Mane. Just because I just feel like I should.
Okay.
For the culture.
Yeah.
Did you like the Gucci?
It was okay. I was making a wig when I was listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was over very fast.
It was. I thought so too.
Like I thought like my phone just stopped working and then I picked it up and it was over.
But this is like his second album, right?
No, this is like his third album.
It's like his third.
I'm talking about since he came out?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. He right when he came out, he dropped one. Mm-hmm. Then he had the East Atlanta Santa. Mm-hmm.
That was an album?
Yeah. Well, at least I thought it was.
Okay.
At least it was on Apple Music, oh, okay. So
I thought it was a mixtape. Well, damn.
So, did y'all know that Fabulous got on this Nosebleed song?
Yes.
Yeah.
I really like that song.
Oh, what do you feel about the Mask Off remix?
Kendrick Lamar's verse didn't fit.
It didn't match well.
It was a nice verse.
Right.
It didn't go with the song.
Got you.
But I only heard... I've only heard just the verse. I didn't hear the full song together.
Because
I don't want to hear it. For real. I just want to hear what Kendrick was talking about.
You don't want to hear Mask Off?
No.
Mask Off. Fucking Mask Off.
Think about it. I don't go to the club. I don't go out. There's no time in my life that I need to hear Mask Off. I never need to hear a song that starts off with Percocets.
Then Molly Percocet. Right. Yeah.
Unless you're telling us not to use Percocets. Or Molly Percocets. That's the only time. And then there's no time in my life where I'm going to be singing that with Ava.
True.
Fact. Unless I'm like, represent. Or I'm like, they're doing the radio.
Yeah, that's true.
So it doesn't
chase fit. A chick.
Yeah, it doesn't fit my lifestyle. Chase a
bitch. Okay.
Yeah. That Nosebleed song with Fab, I definitely.
It was so good.
Fab is so underrated.
He
sounds
like he should be on that.
Yeah.
Like, he just comes out of nowhere, though. Like, I heard it on the radio.
And yeah, it was on the radio yesterday.
I'm like,
Fab been in this game for like almost 20 years.
Yeah, he just pops out of nowhere. Like, how did you end up on this nigga from Cleveland song?
Didn't he bring Ray Jr. out? He brought him out when he was here last month or whatever.
Oh, with Christopher.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's definitely... Fab is in my top, like, as far as favorite artists. He's in my top five for sure.
It's hard to put tops.
Well, I mean, just people who I listen to. Like, what I would listen to on a regular. He's definitely up there for sure.
Okay. It's hard for me to get a top five, top 10, because it shuffles so much, and there's so many great people.
Facts.
I don't even know what I've been listening to. I think the only thing I've been listening to consistently over the past couple weeks is Old School Lil Wayne mixtapes.
You know he's coming here?
Yeah.
Are you going to go see him?
Nah, I'm not really big on concerts as much as I used to be.
Love a good concert.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you why. Because I can't just buy one ticket. I can't just get one outfit, and I have to get a babysitter. There's a lot that goes into going to a concert now.
It's different.
Like, if it was just me and my niggas, where everybody take care of themselves,
we out here.
But I have a wife, so I can't go get some shoes because I'm not gonna want to go to a concert with old clothes on. Mm-hmm.
Fact.
So
black people are so snobby.
Yeah. Because
that's like the thought process of everybody.
Like, just thing in general, though. I think it's like if you want to do something, you want to go out, it's like it's the perception, like.
Unless it was like a club, like if it was at Park Street.
Yeah, no, I don't fuck with that.
I wouldn't care. But if it's at a Lil Wayne concert,
it's at Express Live, I think. Outdoors.
That's fine.
Still need even more. Yes.
Need a new fit.
Yeah, you got to wear something new. So then my wife's going to have to wear something new.
Yes.
Because can't nobody see her looking less than.
Correct.
So. It's a lot more than that. If the tickets are $100, that's a $700 night. Oh, two outfits,
yeah.
Dinner,
yep.
Babysitter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Exactly. I would love to see Lil Wayne because I feel that he has something to say again. Like, he's been through enough where he probably can make a decent album nowadays because he's going through the stuff with Birdman. I just want to hear him say some stuff. So I think he'll be good. But I've been listening to old school, like The Drought. Mm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Dedication.
Yeah.
1 and 2. I've been listening to all that. The Squad Ups. If y'all hear me DJ, I've done a Lil Wayne set almost at the last three parties I've done, like Mixtape Wheezy. And everybody knows all the words.
Yeah,
like,
him rap- Mixtape Wheezy is a different type of
DJ. Him rapping over Nuck If You Buck, everybody. Starts with Young Wayne for President. Like, everybody knows that. And that's just something I've just been into because I missed that Lil Wayne. But that's all I've been listening to, for real. That's about it. Which I've been watching on TV. While y'all doing that, I'm going to get this bag of goodies.
Oh, for sure.
Let me move this.
So I just
Missing movies or anything?
Nah. Uh-uh. I just really got, like, internet. So I haven't really been watching TV. I've been watching a lot. Well, actually, I take that back. I've been watching Cheers.
Really?
Cheers is fire.
My mom used to watch
Cheers. Is fire. So, I forgot how funny it was. And some of the stuff that they're talking about, like, it kind of still relatable. So, yeah. I think that's probably why it was so fire. And I never realized that show was on for 11 seasons.
Oh, wow.
11 seasons. That's a long-ass time, yeah. Like, just to be out. So that's probably why it's been. That's probably why it's still good. Like, it's still relevant. Has relevant content. That's pretty much it. Sports. So, you know, NBA finals and all that bullshit. So.
Who winning it?
I said Warriors in 7.
Warriors in 7.
Warriors gonna win.
They're not gonna allow the Cleveland to beat them on their home court again. That's not about to happen.
Okay.
But then again, I also think something weird is going to happen within the series as well too.
Somebody getting injured.
That's how I feel about that, man.
Why do you think someone's getting injured?
Because it always happens.
It's
like
just
that.
Something like that, man.
For the last 2 years,
you watch the NBA long enough, you know that something crazy happens around the finals.
Yeah, for the last 2 years, both teams have had injuries to key people. 2015, it was Kyrie and Kevin Love. 2016, it was Draymond Green and Andrew Bogut. This year, I don't know. I did a little bit of Steph Curry last year, too. So, weird shit always happens. And especially with the dynamic of Kevin Durant. It's going to be kind of weird, though. So, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
What you been watching?
Teen Mom and Pretty Little Liars. And that's it. Like, so, I don't watch a lot of TV.
So this Teen Mom, is this like the OG Teen Mom?
It is the OG Teen
Mom. Oh, okay.
Oh, the last time we recorded was the night of the last Real Housewives reunion. Oh, yeah. What is your take on the reunion? I wanted to hear what your thoughts on Phaedra was, because...
So Phaedra, like...
And for those who don't know, who is Phaedra?
A liar.
A lawyer. A liar.
A disloyal person. I don't, like... I want Candy to just do something really vindictive to Phaedra, even though I know that she won't. But, like, Phaedra deserves everything that's coming to her. She, like, tried to destroy this lady's reputation. And for what? Phaedra's one of those people who, like, will always smile in your face, but is always plotting to stab you in the back.
Yowza.
And I don't trust her. And it sucks that this had to happen. I wonder what they're going to do with her
for next season.
It sucks for Phaedra and Portia.
Ugly.
I feel like Portia should have known better, but at the same time, Portia has told us time and time again that she's stupid. Like, she showed us that she's not smart. So, she should have known better, but this is the same person who thought the Underground Railroad was an actual train. So...
What?
She thought it was a train. She asked where they hid the train tracks. On her first, it was like her second episode of her first season. So she introduced us to her stupid very early.
What?
Girl! Boy, if you don't.
What?
So, I don't know. It made me sad. Like, I hate when black women be on the TV arguing.
Oh, wait a minute. Was that what we were watching?
Yes. And I was like, I gotta see this before we leave. That's exactly what it was.
Oh, yeah. That was some fuck shit.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I hate it. It makes me sad, but... I watched this show called Second Wives Club, which is so dumb. Like, if these people can get a show, then my boring ass can get a show. Because it's literally about why, like, the second wives of these rich, prominent men.
Everybody got a show. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the one black person, the one black family, they got 8 kids. And the lady finds out that her husband has been cheating on her because his mistress made an Instagram and tagged they whole family.
Oh, damn.
And I'm like, why does God have to?
Was Mistress White?
I don't know. I've been trying to find the lady because I'm like, but I don't know. So she on there crying, and I'm like, why does God happen to us? Like, I ain't praying on nobody's downfall, but why gotta be the black man? You a doctor, you on TV, you supposed to make us look good.
Womp womp. Not in the claws. No. They gotta do something to make us look stupid.
Like, fuck.
All right, y'all. So we're about to do some product placements. Let me make sure I get this video together. So we are FFR, and we're going to show y'all some things that we have.
Ooh, goddamn.
Ooh, this is cute. Wait a minute. What's that? I'm going to take one of these to my mom.
Take pictures, whatever you got to do.
Oh, yeah. Come on, let me get
these. These are from Exquisite Creations. The red ones. And y'all have to check on our IG. Look at these pictures. These are...
she's about to get active.
Cherry are the red ones.
Okay.
And the blue one, I got to see what that is. But I want y'all to get a little sample of this. My peoples are doing adult things. This is a tequila cupcake.
What?
This has tequila in the icing. And on the actual cupcake.
What is it called?
It's a tequila cupcake. This is from Exquisite Creations. All right. Oh, I might have to freeze these for y'all. But also, we have gummy bears that have liquor in them. This is peach parmesan.
Oh, hell yeah.
A drink it straight. Hennessy. I don't know why that song just came to me.
And then we also have some tequila. Hold on. Now, this is Bacardi Apple.
Cute. Yeah.
So, yeah, I might fuck with this parmesan on some because I'm a Detroit nigga.
Is that a Detroit thing?
Hell yeah. Nigga drink.
All right, so let me get a good picture of this for y'all.
Hell yeah.
Y'all can have whichever one y'all want. Leave me one of them drinks, though.
I'll take a blue one.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get you put it back so I can
take my bad, bro. I know. This is like, I thought we was taking that shit right now.
We about to. Hey, y'all, so y'all can see, if y'all are listening right now, how geeked we are
to actually have a product that we can share with y'all. Make sure you look on our IG page. We will post the pictures of this so you can see exactly the product. It's a small business owner. It's exquisite creations. These are actually 5 for 20, the Capri Sun drink.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, okay.
That's it. Bet. 5 for 20, I think this weekend. So if you want that sale and you're listening now, just let them know you heard on FFR. There's gummy bears. She actually has shea butters and bath bombs, everything like that. So keep on listening. At the end of the show, I'll give you a code where you can get some percentage off your purchase when you let them know that you heard it through us. But we're going to chow down and drink some of these while we're listening to the show, and we'll tell you how good they are. But shout out to Exquisite Creations for believing the FFR and allowing us to test your creations. Hell, make sure y'all put these on y'all IG or whatever. So good.
It's already there.
Go ahead and get you in on these.
All right, let me go ahead and grab this blue bowl.
You can have that too, since you're the lady.
Yes, I love tequila.
So
I'm about to try this.
When y'all try what those, is that is the Paul Masson.
Is this like the? Oh, this is gummy bears.
Gummy bears. They're not.
Oh, what?
The gummy bears are not soaked. They're actually with the stuff in them. They're made with it. So try one of those. Let them know how they taste while I get something.
Oh too. Yeah. So. Ellie to the Owen is about to try these gummy bears. I'm trying the peach parmesan.
That's the holder, so I think you have to open up the.
So, like, I'm really about to indulge into this. I'm taking two of them.
So if y'all cook food, if y'all want to bring, because you remember on the show back when Shannon had them wings.
Hell yeah.
And y'all smashed them.
You feel me? If you do stuff, this got fresh fruit in it, orange slices.
Bruh, it don't even taste like it got alcohol in it. So that's the good thing.
Exactly.
That's a good and a bad thing. So shout out to that. And they're good too. This is actually really, really good. Like, it tastes like peach. Like,
this is good. It tastes like...
What did you have? That's the cherry adult Capri Sun.
Which one did you get? Is that the same one?
Yep, same
cherry?
Thing.
Okay.
Let me make sure I read off the exact stuff that she has. So that when we get back to... I want y'all to have some time to drink y'all stuff while I name off what is in here that she gave us. So she gave us gummy bears, which are labeled. There's red berry. Red berry, I guess. Because adult Capri Suns are mixed berry. That's what you have is mixed berry adult Capri Suns and cherry. There's tequila and lime cupcake with tequila icing. You might need to get a fork so we can try a piece of that, too. You can't have all of them.
But this is good.
What did you have?
This is the blueberry. Okay. The blueberry Capri Sun, adult Capri Sun.
And I'm gonna share some of these. Yeah, Henny gummy bears too.
Henny.
But also before we leave,
wait a minute. I gotta try the Henny.
And the last thing before we don't want to bore y'all, I gotta freeze these because these I'm about to. But I want to at least get a picture and let everybody know what we tried before we.
They smell like Henny.
These are popsicles. These are adult popsicles. The blue one is lemonade. The red one is tequila. And the dark brown one is amaretto sour. So we about to get in on this.
Yo.
It's the weekend. It's the holidays.
Yo, these gummy that gummy the bear Henny, the tastes joints. Just like Henny.
I'm going to have to bring some to the B-side so they can see what it's like.
That's
so serious. We got the Henny gummy bears. We got the... Oh, yeah. So if y'all like those, make sure you highlight us. I'm gonna put these in the freezer.
Absolutely.
And we're gonna get into the show.
Check my Instagram, my Insta Snap is gonna have their at. It's gonna have their telephone number, everything. So just in case if y'all really trying to get down with this, it's very good. Like there's no gas.
Support local businesses.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's get back into the show. We're gonna do our annoyances.
Yeah.
Leah, I'm gonna start with you this time.
Alright, so I kind of mentioned it earlier. My annoyance is not having things work the way they should. Because, you know, first off, y'all remember me telling y'all, like, I didn't get my washer and dryer for, it felt like 3 weeks.
Oh, damn, I got more stuff in here, y'all.
And then once I got the actual washer and dryer, like, it didn't, like, the washer's working fine. But as far as the dryer is not drying, so it that's just irritating me. It's annoying me. I feel like I can't wash clothes fully, or I gotta double dry all my stuff. So
double drying is awesome.
It's irritating me to no end. So,
you got real adult problems.
Yeah, like this is it's just irritating me right now. So that's really pretty much my annoyance for the last 2 weeks now. So Ryan, what about you? What you been annoyed with?
Basketball.
Why? Are you taking all your men's time?
No, it just never fucking goes away. Like, I don't like basketball. It's not like my sport of choice. And I just feel like it's always on the TV. Like, it's going to be on until June, and then we'll be done for like July, maybe August, and September, basketball will be back. Like, it just never goes anywhere.
No, once that's over, it's football, baby.
I like football, and we can watch football, and we can talk about it. But basketball, no thanks, I'm cool.
What do you hate about basketball?
It's just on forever. There are 195 games in the regular season.
It's not.
442 in the damn championship.
I can see if you felt that way about baseball.
No, I feel that way about basketball. It just never fucking goes away. And then, I think it's some bullshit that the Warriors and the Cavs went to the championship last year, and then they're going again this year. Like, what the fuck type of competition is this? This is bullshit.
Whose fault is that?
The Illuminati. Can you get, like, two other teams or at least one other team? Like, why do we need to see Steph Curry and LeBron James? And the media is going to pit them against each other, like, really, really, really bad.
They did that already.
Why do we need to see that? Like, that's not...
But it's a trilogy. So, like, the Warriors won the first year. Cavs won the second year. Now it's like, all right,
so
who's the best?
So this is the third time that they've been?
This is the first time ever in NBA history that three teams have faced each other in NBA finals.
See, now that back just to back makes years. It even goddamn worse. Like, that makes it cool. Away. I'm just over it, and I just wish basketball would, like, go on somewhere. Thanks. Not interested.
You're childish.
Okay. So what made you stop or start, like, hating this so much?
I've never liked basketball. Like, I just don't like the game. But then, when I started dating a boy, I realized, like, how long this shit was on in the year. And he was, like, so dedicated. And then we broke up, and then I feel like it just was still on.
It's a reminder.
No, it's not.
That's what it is. There's a deeper thing.
But the thing is, though, like, basketball doesn't...
It's not, though, because he loves football even more. And he's the one who got me watching football. And I enjoy watching football still. I just feel like... Football's on from what? September to like January. Knock a couple people over, then it's over. Basketball is on from September to August.
It's not, but okay.
All right. That's what it feels like.
It really is.
And niggas like.
It's October until
on
June.
On Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all you fucking see is basketball shit.
But you gotta think about it though. But basketball really doesn't come on like the channels that you watch. So
I watch Twitter. It's on Twitter.
So that's it. So you're tired of Twitter. You're not tired of basketball.
No, I'm tired of basketball.
But you don't even watch the channels. Uh-huh. You don't watch ESPN.
Not never.
Yeah. When was the last time you watched TNT?
When they was playing Fresh Prince at night.
And they're definitely not playing basketball at that time. So I don't like your argument right now. It's your annoyance, but. I'm sorry.
I just don't.
You almost became her annoying.
I did.
For real. You had one more rebuttal. I just don't like it. I'm over it.
Okay, I get it. I guess.
What gets on your nerves?
The topic of this show is the reason why was my biggest annoyance. So adulting has been a super big annoyance lately. I want to kick it. I just want to do stuff.
I feel you.
And I felt like not only having it as my annoyance, but I want to hear what everybody feels about adulting. So,
absolutely.
That's going to be what the topic is about today. And I'll expound on that the further we go.
Absolutely.
So, once again, if you're listening to us, make sure you holler at us on our IG, each other's separate Facebook accounts, separate Twitter accounts. I'm DJ Durrell at DJ Durrell.
It's me, Rain. Hey, girl, hey. My Instagram is Styling Orthodox, and so is my Snapchat.
It's your boy, Ellie to the ON. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat.
All right, so promote yourselves since we have been promoting Exquisite Creations with these great libations.
Yeah, absolutely. This is good.
This wild cherry joint gone.
Yeah. No, like legit, no.
It's really gone.
No, it's like he has nothing left.
I saved it so I could take it to my mom, and Daryl's is done with it.
Yeah.
Y'all hear it?
With the slurpy slurp?
Y'all hear it? You want me put it in the refrigerator for you?
My mom tagged me in one of those on Facebook, so I saved it so she could have some.
But tell them about Rain's World.
Rain's World has a due date. I mean, a debut date. It's July 13th. So that's in like 6 weeks. I'm about to go on social media hiatus.
Good.
So that I can do everything that I need to do to get ready.
So this will be a YouTube.
It'll be a YouTube channel, yes.
Are you going to post anything like on your Instagram or anything like that?
All the time.
You should change your name.
I want to, but Snap won't let me change my name. I want it to be collective across the board. Like, Rain's World.
Can you not put like underscores or anything like that? Or you might just have to create a new one.
And I don't want to. You might snap this popping.
You just want to tell people.
And I have tons of people that I don't know. Like some, I don't know how these people found me.
So this is what you do. And this is just a suggestion. Like keep both. Like have two of them. Mm-hmm. Have one for your personal, one for
Rain's World.
But then on your personal, you advertise your Rain's World.
Lord.
So you can have. You know, that's double platform.
Yeah, that was
more people to get on top of it.
This is completely unrelated, but I saw our homeboy Devin last night.
Oh, it's Devin?
Yes. I saw Devin last night. Did you see Devin last night?
No, he told me to come out.
Oh.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay, cool. Well, I saw him. So shout out to him and Amy. Amy looked the bomb.
Promote yourself, player.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know she was done.
She looked the bomb.
I got a podcast, me and a few of the homies, the B-side, we talk about sports, music, so it's me, Trav Dave, CEO Reese, Des Arnaz, and,
all your paper towels.
I have some more.
And, our engineer Blaze, like I said, man, we talk music mostly, but you know, we're guys, so we do definitely talk about sports. We got current event information in there as well. Once again, it's the B-side. Check us out, man. We talk that shit too. So
yeah. So I'm talking through the rest of the paper towel roll that I used up to wipe down everything. But sorry, y'all. We are really just live with these drinks. And I'm Duro. You can follow me on Instagram. I DJ. I take photos. Photos by DJ Duro. You can follow my YouTube page, Father Fraternity, if you're a father or you like fathers or support black fathers doing great things. You can also be a part of my fundraiser. I want to be able to have a stash of diapers for fathers who are in need. So I'm selling t-shirts for funds for that. So you don't have to be a father to buy a t-shirt. Father's Day is coming up. You can buy a t-shirt for your father or your favorite father, your baby daddy, your favorite uncle, any guy who is a father figure to your kids. Shirts are $25, and the funds will go towards getting boxes of diapers for fathers who need it. So that's what we own. All right, so let's get into the show while Rain is giving us some forks for these gummy bears.
For that cupcake.
Oh, the cupcake that got the tequila.
What is this? Do we know what this is?
It's a shot glass made out of something alcoholic. I gotta read it too.
We gotta put this in the fridge.
You might.
Okay, yeah. Put that thing in there for me too, please.
Put that in there, player. I'm gonna read off what that is because I don't want to short her since she's done so much for us. I didn't expect this much stuff. I was gonna get a dope Capri Sun and a couple gummy bears, but she laid us out for real. So, I don't know what these are. It's not listed. But anyways. Shout out to Exquisite Creations once again.
Yeah, this is dope.
Try that. All right, so today's topic is about adulting. Oh. The ghetto definition of adulting is just the act of being an adult. As kids, we were, 15, 16, 17, couldn't wait till we graduated so we could become adults. Correct?
Yep. Correct. I think good.
Is it good? Yeah.
And then, it's graduation. I'll let you try it. It's graduation season, so it made me think about what these kids really don't know what they're about to get into.
Dang. Yeah.
Like, I'm going to just start off
both sides.
Oh, damn. I'ma just play a.
Did you drop it?
Yes.
You dropped your sample.
You gotta kiss that up to God.
Right. You know where that carpet been?
Yeah,
we've here. Oh, yeah. All right, never mind. So just starting off with that, thinking about it being graduation season, Leon, yeah. What would you give advice to somebody who's about to be an adult, who's graduating? Like, what is some life advice? And then we'll get into the questions that we have that I want to talk about.
So, I mean, I don't know what I can give, like, directly to someone, like, right now, but let's say if I went back to my graduation, like, okay. my... Like, what would I say to a 18-year-old Leon at that point?
I would say a lot to myself.
I would definitely say a lot, but my thing would be start school right away. Mm-hmm. Because you're already kind of still in school mode. So, like, you taking, like, a year off and trying to, you know, work, try to get money stacked up, and then try to go to school, it's not going to work for you. It's not beneficial because, A, you're already experiencing adult life. You're already experiencing getting money. So, like, you're pretty much like, what's the point? Mm-hmm. What's the point of going back to school if I'm already making a significant amount of money for your age? So what? So that'll be my first thing.
All of that.
That and you know, make sure you know what you want. Like, don't spend your bond money. Like, you know. Me growing up, I don't know about y'all. Like my grandfather gave me savings bonds, like every year until
never had it. You want some of these?
Really?
Nah, I never had. Nobody set aside no money.
Oh,
the only money set aside was when my parents put money in my piggy bank as a child.
Right,
and I spent that on my senior trip.
Oh, yeah. So like my grandfather, he gave me enough money to like be cool in college. But yeah, I spent that like my first year out of school. Like, it was done.
What did you spend it on?
A whole bunch of just fuck shit.
Stuff that made his credit bad?
No, not even that. Oh, okay. Like, no, I bought, like, because I just got a car, so I put some sounds in my car.
That's what niggas do.
Niggas!
I definitely got me some, speakers, a stereo, and everything with that money. So, but yeah, that would be my advice to myself. Like kids nowadays, they're a little bit different.
It's totally different.
It's completely different, especially me being out of, like, I ain't been in school since 2001. So like, I don't know what my advice would be to these kids nowadays. Stay off social media, respect women. like that's it. Like that's all, yeah. So I mean that would be my advice right now. And don't feel entitled, because a lot of kids nowadays feel mad entitled. So, that would be my thoughts.
So, Rain, speaking of adulting, that's what we're gonna start off with this, like, before we even get to us being adults or anything like that. What would you give advice to the graduating class of 2017 that's coming into adulthood?
None of this shit matters. Don't get caught in the hype.
Yeah. Likes don't matter in real life.
Likes don't matter. Social media doesn't matter. If you have a inkling that you like to draw, go to art school.
For sure.
If you want to save people, go to nursing school. Don't get caught up in these little Uzi Vert ass niggas. None of this shit matters. I can't even tell you what I was worried about at 8. I don't remember. Besides a nappy headed ass boy.
Man. So what would you give what advice would you give yourself?
Break up with that nigga and move away. Strong.
I didn't hear you. Leon's review was in the microphone.
You okay, big guy? I didn't expect the strongness of that gummy bear.
I told you.
These... Save some of these for Craig.
Sorry, Craig.
Your bad.
Now, what were you saying?
Break up with that nigga. I would tell myself to break up with that nigga and move away.
Some good advice.
Where would you have moved to?
California. I wanted to go to FITM. I got into FITM, but that was so far away from my mom and my boyfriend, and I was just being a scared little pussy. So I stayed here, and now at 29, I'm trying to do the FITM program online, because I still want to go there.
Real talk.
So real I would tell myself to leave that nigga.
Leave that nigga.
He will be there.
My thoughts about my thoughts towards the graduating class of, yeah.
Don't you?
They're not soaked. They're actually tangy. They have all the alcohol in them. So, my thoughts regarding the advice I would give to the class of 2017 is just like you said, it's none of this stuff really matters.
Yeah.
The real is getting your education, whichever way you decide to, because you don't need to go in complete debt for you to get your education. Get your education, get your money, stack, figure out what your creative love is. Don't waste your time living your parents' dreams. Like, if they told you that you need to work to be stable, there might be something you can do that they never even had an idea that you could do. Because the generation above us had no idea that we can be doing podcasts and making money from it. They never knew that we could use the internet to get paid. So us telling them our dreams makes no sense to them today. So I would tell you to follow your dreams early.
True.
Allow yourself to fail multiple times, because you won't be able to really know real success without failure. And everything's not as embarrassing as it might be. Some people feel like going to community college is embarrassing. When I was in high school graduating, I thought if I went to community college right after high school, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, that was how it was when I graduated. Nobody wanted to go to community
college. Nobody cares either, though. Like, in the end, say if you go to community college your first 2 years, and then you graduate from a prestigious college your last 2 years, what's going to be in your diploma? I mean, yeah, what's going to be in after you graduate, it's going to say you went to that prestigious...
Yeah,
it's not going to say like you partially went to community college. You're going to get all your credits.
Diplomas, to be honest. You're going to have that one from that community college, and then you're going to have the other one from...
Because that's going to transfer.
Yep.
Like, save your money. Watch out for your credit. That's true. Woo!
Watch out for your credit.
For sure. Absolutely.
Before we get...
New credit could kill you.
Exactly. And that's where I'm going to get right into the questions that I have together before we get too much into that. Just starting off from the basics, though. I'm just going to ask you all these questions, and if you're listening, hit our comments up, hit our text messages up. We want to know your thoughts directly. First question, the basic. Why do we want to be adults so bad?
Because we were told... Well, I mean, because we wanted to be independent. We felt like our independence was our key to getting out of the ruler's thumb, basically, for lack of a better term. So, me growing up, like, I didn't really have a lot of, like, I didn't have a lot of structure. Like, my mom, she allowed me to do a lot of things that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. She wanted me to be an adult early on, because she was like, you're going to fail anyway, so you might as well just go ahead and fail now. So, like, when I was, like, a certain age, she just allowed me to do stuff that I wanted to do. And I thought it was cool to do it. I was like, I didn't have a curfew. I didn't do all of that. But then once I got, and like, I didn't have to pay bills and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, shoot, this, like, adulting is easy. Mm-hmm. Then I got my first apartment. Mm-hmm. And then I got that first bill. I was like...
Then you had to buy your own tissue.
Yep, exactly.
Man, listen.
That sounds stupid to people who don't know. You got to buy your own tissue paper in your house,
for me, your own toiletries, period.
For me, it was trash bags. When I moved out and I thought I had everything together, and then I was like...
Oh, I need these?
I need trash bags.
Yeah.
Like, all these run out?
Like, it was like a moment. I still remember that moment. I was like... I don't even know what kind to buy.
Exactly.
Like,
trial and error for the first 2 or 3 years.
Buy trash bags.
Yeah, no, seriously. Yeah, like toiletries in general. Like, because my mom always had, because she bought in bulk. So it was like, I had multiple deodorants. I had multiple toothpastes. Mm-hmm. Like, I did toothpastes. I said
that. You were supposed to just let it go.
I had that adult Capri Sun. That took away my filter.
But
Toothpastes.
Toothpastes. More than one.
I was going to let it go. I knew what
you meant. When have I ever?
But yeah, so, I mean, then once I got, you know, I had one toothpaste. So I'm like, after I'm done with this, what am I supposed to do? Like, am I just, like, is it just going to appear? Like, can I call my mom and say, Mom, can you give me some toothpaste? And she'd be like, no, go buy it yourself. Yes, it just threw me off. Like, I was like, nah, you supposed to, like, this is what you're here for. This is what you're She had to school me early.
Dog, one, some of the worst things to buy, I want y'all to chime in too, when you're an adult, is like cereal, the toothpaste, the trash bags, paper towels.
Yeah,
paper niggas towel. Don't buy paper towels.
I know we get napkins.
I was like 28.
I'll use a towel and put that in a washer.
Oh, yeah.
Wipe my hands.
That's true. That is true.
That's right. Something that doesn't, for men, that stuff doesn't change until you get a wife, until you get a family.
I couldn't imagine, like, being like a single man and then getting a wife who, like, turns your house into, like, a home. It's probably
this
like
is my,
a revelation.
This is me.
So, wait, so
this is me.
So how did that change your world? Like,
it's been beautiful. Like, bills are paid on time
because she be having that shit together.
Yeah, she's one who I paid the bills. Like, we pay the bills together, but she's one who sends the checks off.
Okay,
she makes sure that they're on time. So I'll give her the money, and she makes sure the structure is there. And she, like, now it's a system. If we're on the last toilet roll, say it.
Yeah.
Instead of just like, aw, damn.
Like, I ain't got no more.
Ain't no aw, damns. When you live with your wife, there's towels on the rack in the bathroom.
I got towels on the rack.
And they match. The rugs and all
your
that stuff.
Like,
yeah, they do.
Okay, so you're good. Yeah. You're a step ahead of me. Like, with me, I didn't care about none of that.
Typical man.
I didn't want nothing to be even decorated because I knew, one, I wasn't going to be standing there, so I'm not going to have all this stuff and want to move.
True.
I didn't want to entertain people after the first couple years I lived there. So either you're going to love me like this, and then you can upgrade me, and you can make that feel good about yourself, which she did. And then my life is just so much more structured. Like, this, it feels great.
That's good.
But as a single guy, as a bachelor in a bachelor pad, man, you lucky if you can find spoons that aren't plastic in my house. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
just all the plastic wares.
Yeah, you gonna get plastic ware in the crib when it's just a guy. But, you know, I have a knife set. Like, now there's, I have good knives. I have knives that I use. Mm-hmm. There's knives that are just sit on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There's type of things like that. Yep. Now mm-hmm. that you do when you're a grown man a little bit more than what you do when you're a bachelor. So that's just little things. Fellas, find you a wife, because he who finds a wife finds a good thing. Believe me.
That is very true.
So that's a part of adulthood that just kicked me in the butt when you first started. Like, your first apartment is like the driest, and you have to refill everything. You have to know all your toiletries. You have
that's
all
true.
That stuff.
That's very true.
That is true.
Why did we want to be adults so quick?
Because we were able to do stuff on our own. We just like,
we felt like freedom.
It was.
Didn't have a cost. There's a cost for freedom. There's a cost for being able to do stuff. Like, your parents have the authority to do things because they worked their ass off for over 40 hours for you and them. And that's why you don't have no McDonald's money, because you ain't getting none. Because you ain't paying for none of this stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
When did things as adults for y'all stop being fun? Because it's, even though you have to pay the cost to be the boss, it was still fun for a while, for at least for me.
For me, it stopped being fun when I realized that I had like bigger goals. Like, I grew up super structured with a whole bunch of rules. So when I became an adult, fuck these rules. I'm gonna do what I want.
Okay, then.
Go what I want. Say what I want. Anything. But now, like, I want to buy a house, and I want to have great credit, and I want another car. Like, all these things that I realize now I need discipline for is just like, this ain't fun no more. Like, I don't want to ask myself, is this lipstick more important than buying your house? No, but
of
I want
course
the
it's
goddamn
not.
Lipstick.
Right.
So that's when it stopped becoming fun for me.
Leon, when did it stop being fun for you?
Age of 25.
Damn, you know the exact time?
Yeah, because I went through, for real life, at the age of 25, I went through a quarter life crisis.
Did you?
I definitely did. Because I sat down, and I talked to people about this all the time, like at work. People are like, what's wrong with me? Or whatever. Like, they'll say that to themselves. I'm like, how old are you? And then they'll tell me, and they'll be like, I'm 25. I was like, you're going through a quarter life crisis right now. What you're thinking about is, what have you done? Where have you been? And why haven't you done this? Type situation. And I went through that. So I was just like, why in the fuck did I not complete the stuff that I needed to complete in order to be where I need to be at? Mm-hmm. And it was just that simple. And like, me thinking about it just stressed me the fuck out completely. Complete
It'll
stress
make you
out.
Sad.
Yeah, for real. Like, I felt I was I didn't feel depressed, but I felt like if I kept dwelling on it after like a certain time, like depression would have set the fuck in, and it just would have been all bad. But yeah, at the age of 25, I already knew I was like, I don't want to be an adult anymore. I want to go back to, I want to be 24 forever, because 24 I didn't care, I didn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. 25 was like, damn, I gotta start paying bills for real. At least my car insurance went down.
Now you can get a rental car.
Now I can get a rental car. That was dope.
When you 19, you feel like, damn, I can't wait till I get 25 so I can rent a car.
Hell yeah.
Man,
I rented that first car. I said, man, this is what? I got to give you my insurance, like, and I got to give you a credit card.
A $250 deposit.
I was like, I don't want to rent any more cars ever again.
No.
Like, why didn't y'all tell me that this sucked?
Because nobody tells you the fine print.
Yeah.
Don't grow up.
At all.
It's a trap.
It is.
It's one of those things, like, you just, it looks so good. It looks so much better on the other side. The grass looks greener when you're young.
On paper, it looks great.
Yeah.
Like, oh, age 25. Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm. For me, it started really not being fun when I looked back and saw all the years in my 20s that I wasted getting drunk and not planning. Like, I had this phobia of my young years, especially living in Dayton. I thought I was going to get shot and killed. So, because so many niggas got shot. Some people just got shot for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. So I lived with that in the back of my mind where every day was YOLO. I'm not saving. I'm not paying on my credit. I'm not doing nothing that's going to affect tomorrow because I'm going to get shot
today
anyways because everybody else gets shot. Right. I thought my ending was going to be the same way. So it's like once I figured out, like, nigga, you dumb. Like once I figured out that you do have to plan for tomorrow, that made me feel sadder on all the lack of planning, all the lack of structure that I had throughout my whole 20s.
Right.
I didn't get that until I was about 30. So you got yours earlier than me.
Yeah.
I got 30 and was looking back like, what do I have to show for this? All these jobs that I had and I wasted, all these jobs I didn't try for, all these women that I knew I was wasting my time on, what did that come up to?
Right.
Nothing.
Right. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All these shoes that I have, all these clothes that I have that I ended up giving away, like, what did that amount to? I had the thought of getting shoes every paycheck. For what? I could have put 140 away every paycheck and been living good. I could have put 140 away every 2 weeks for 4 or 5 years, put some stocks and bonds or something, mm-hmm. and could have been living right. But no. I had to be fresh for Club Ice. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to be fresh for MySpace and all this stuff. Like, all this stuff didn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
And that's when it just became not fun, when I knew I had bigger stuff to look for. I just don't get why I didn't see the light earlier.
Because when you're young, you don't think about that shit. You feel invincible.
You feel dumb, and you just don't know it. You know, if you're listening in, please let us know when it is stop being fun for you so we can make sure we shout you out. Next question I have is, if you could go back to a certain age, you said 24, maybe, mm-hmm. what would you go back to, Rain? What age would you go back to?
26.
26, and why?
That was the year that my apartment burned down, and that was the year that I broke up with my boyfriend. And it was just like, I would just start over.
Instead, so would you go before those things or after those things?
No, I would let those things happen. I would just, instead of being sad about those things, I would use them as motivation.
There's no way you can not be sad about those things.
Yeah, but I was sad for too long.
Okay.
Like, I just let it go for too long. I would have tried to use that to, like, motivate myself to do something else.
A lot of maturity would have to happen for that, because that's a thing. That's one of those things that God plans. Because definitely we would never have planned it that way.
No, we would not have. But I don't regret either one. Like, I'm glad that they both happened.
Yeah.
I just wish that I would have bounced back a little bit faster.
So you said 24, right?
Yeah,
What would you want to do or change at that point?
So at the age of 24, I was working for Chase at this point. So I was working in a mortgage department. I was fine, making pretty good money. I wasn't, and I, at that point, I didn't even have my own place. I was still living with my mom at this time. So, like, I definitely would have saved money, for sure.
Did we have that discussion about how long you should stay at home if you could?
No, but I think, well, no, because I think we said we should stay at home as long as we could. Because we, I think we brought that up.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, like, someone, I thought it was, like, someone did.
Yeah, I think it was, like, a post or something. Yeah,
yeah, it was a black lady.
Yeah, the black lady. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I was still at my mom's house. Like, I making pretty decent money for my age. I was doing anything that I wanted to. Taking trips, all that bullshit.
Taking trips?
Yeah.
On the island.
So, I definitely would have tried to save more money. I was just living that lifestyle. I mean, that was what? That was 10 years ago almost. Well, it was 10 years ago.
You're old. You're almost there.
Yeah, you're there. Yeah. So that was 2007. So that was prime era of, like, just fucking away money. For real. Legit. Like, just fucking away money. Had all the newest everything.
Man, if it was me, if I could go back to a time, I would go back to 17, the summer after I graduated from high school, mm-hmm. And just have a different perspective, and just knowing that I have something in me that the world needs to see, rather it's for me to actually finish school and become a teacher as I wanted to.
You want to be a teacher?
That was my love, was to,
see that.
To be a teacher so I can affect kids. Because when I was in high school and I did a program where I was a summer school teacher's aide, mm-hmm. there was a black teacher that changed my life. He changed what I saw a teacher as wow. It was more than just, a teacher isn't just a profession, like it's a life coach, it's a mentor. Mm-hmm. And his impact on me and his students made me want to do the same thing. Like, he was the coolest nigga and he was a teacher. Wow. For me,
do you know where he is now?
Nah, his name is Mr. Henry. He's a Kappa. He lived in Dayton. I don't remember his first name, so I don't know, like, where I could look him up or whatever. Right. I just remember he looked like Bobby Brown.
Hey.
And he was just a cool young dude. Like, I was 15 when I met him. I think he was about 27. Yeah, so he was a young dude.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was cool. And it just made me feel different. And then life happened, like, that summer. And my scholarships lost funding. So I was confused. I felt that God should have did better for me than that.
Right.
If he knew I had bigger plans, I wanted to step away. I wanted to step away from everything. I just only wanted to drink later. And I only wanted to kick it. And it's just like, it started from there.
Right.
When I felt like I didn't have the purpose, or I wasn't living my purpose. If I just had somebody tell me, like, yo, you can still get through this, you can still do this, my life could have been a little bit different. So I would tell myself, like, yo, bro, just keep it. Going. Keep going. It's gonna be worth it. And I just wish that I just would have kept with it. So if you're just now tuning in, let's allow us to reinstate what's going on. This show is FFR Podcast, and we do this every other week. We do this on SoundCloud and on iTunes. This episode, we're talking about adulting. We're talking about being grown and how it could be changed and how it has affected us. If you don't recognize my voice, I am DJ Durrell. The lady in the building is...
Hey, girl. Hey, it's me, Rain.
And the other guy to my right...
It's your boy, Ellie to the O-N.
So we back, and we're talking about adulting. So this next question I wanted to ask y'all. What are some of the perks? Like, what are some of the best things of being an adult? And I'm going to ask Leon first.
Man, perks. Can we really call them perks? I mean, I guess just meeting new people without having to be in a structured, like, area.
Like what?
Like, just job-wise, like, going out to, like, bars or clubs or just hanging out socially. Like, your social life as an adult is different compared to, like, being a teenager. Like, you don't have to, like, because you only have to be in, like, one certain area, or, like, you hang around people at your school. Like, but when you become an adult, like, you're hanging around different people, like, different ethnicities, like, you know, gender-wise. Like, you're hanging out with different, you know, women, and, like, you're looking at females differently. Like, you're, like, oh, like, this person could be my wife or whatnot. So,
you
like...
You look at girls and say that.
At the age of 25, I definitely did.
At 34?
34, sometimes.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's the I think that's one of the definite perks. Like, you can see what your future is potentially is going to look like as an adult.
Rain, what is the perks of being an adult?
Having a clear conscience. Like, as a child, because I grew up in such a structured environment, when I was breaking the rules, I always felt guilty about it. But as an adult, if I eat an ice cream sandwich for dinner, like...
freedom is a little bit better.
Yeah, like, it's not a crime. Like, so just being...
Like, so I'll fuck my dinner up. I'll eat that shit tomorrow.
Yep. Ain't nobody know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the most... That's what does it for me, which makes it all worth it. Like, I don't feel bad about any of the decisions that I make.
Absolutely.
I make them, and I try to make sure that my decisions only affect me. Most of the time, they only affect me. Sometimes they affect other people. And I just live, I try to live my best life unapologetically out loud.
I can dig that.
I would think the best thing or one of the perks on being an adult, for me, is almost like what you're saying, is just the choices. Being able to have choices to do what you want, and for me, it was being able to talk to who I want.
Yeah,
like, yes. I wasn't really big, if y'all know, I'm not really big on family, because my family ain't always the most fun or whatever it is. Like, I don't like talking to them if I don't want to. I don't want to have to be at the function.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If they get on my nerves, I want to have the freedom to leave.
Yeah.
Like, and that
Phoenix.
Holla
at a player.
That's one of those things where I didn't have the freedom to leave,
right,
to express myself or anything as a child. But when I became a man,
yeah,
I did things that exactly I did things that men do. And either if I didn't want to be there, I didn't show up.
Yeah,
or I would leave.
Because you had that choice.
Yes, my cousins know that. Yo, if I don't like what's going on, I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't have to be here.
Right.
Like, if you're talking to me a certain way, I'm out.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, that simple. Yeah. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I don't have to tell you anything. If I just came here for the food is what I came here for.
And if I came here for the food and then you start getting on my nerves,
I'm taking this shit to go.
Yeah.
I tried.
Yeah, so
that's true.
That choice of knowing that I can talk to you however I want to. And I can be as respectful or be as silent as I want to be. Because it's not in me to be disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
But I can just not talk to you. I'm good at
it. And that burns people even more, though.
Call that disrespect if you want.
Ooh,
but
that burns
people. Mama always told me not to say nothing if you can't say nothing nice. Exactly. So I have learned not to say something. So I love the freedom of just being able to be me. That's one of the things that you really can't put a price on that. Because if I was forced to, like, say if you're in jail. You're forced to be... Wherever you're forced to be there, and you're forced to go and eat, like,
at whatever time,
exactly,
whatever they make.
That's not fun.
Yeah, at all.
So that's one of those things where I thank God for the choices while being an adult, uh-huh, because uh-huh, uh-huh, them choices really changed the game. I had the choice to be cool with who I wanted to be cool with.
Yep.
Holler at what girls I want to holler at, but without my mom being like, "Nah, she fast." Like, oh, what if I want her because she's fast? You know what I'm saying?
Straight up, like, what if I want the nigga with the tattoos because he got tattoos?
Exactly. Like,
what
I need,
do you mean?
I need that experience. Like, I want to know how fast she really is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Honestly, truly.
Those choices.
Definitely.
Those choices have been the best perks of being an adult. Like, flat out, that almost goes to yours. I have the choice of eating bad food when I go to sleep.
Who's gonna check me?
I'm gonna have to deal with a stomach ache or whatever, but it don't matter.
But I know.
Because it's my stomach.
But I know that.
It should be that simple. That's how I be, for real. It's my stomach. I don't care what nobody say.
And I already know what's up.
Exactly. What's good?
I'm doing this to myself. I'm fine.
What choices for y'all, this ain't even on the list. What choices for y'all got better when you can make your own choices? Like, was it your clothes? Was it your hair? Was it, like, the places you went to? Like, you had the choice now to change your church, if that's how you feel.
And I did.
Exactly.
And did.
ain't that a freedom?
It is.
ain't that a
freedom
perk
that I ain't never experienced before?
Leon, what's a choice that you've been able to make?
It was definitely places I wanted to go. like, because, you know, at a young age, especially when you didn't have a car or anything like that, you had to depend on your mom. Yeah. Like, you can, and then especially, like, and I was in the sports, so, like, I played every sport possible. I had to wait for my mom to get there so I can go there, and then, like, when she's ready to go, I'm ready to go.
Bro, when I'm ready to go, I get up and go.
Exactly.
That's the joy.
Right. So, like, initially started, like, when I first got my car, I was like, all right, cool, so I can go to baseball practice whenever I want. I don't have to wait on my mom. Like, my mom gets off at 5:45. So I got to wait until 6, until she get home, and then I'll be late to practice. And then I get yelled at, and then I got to run. Nah. I wasn't going to do that. So I got there on time whenever I needed to. Whenever I wanted to. I could go up and go to the mall when I wanted to. I'm hungry. You know what? I got a couple dollars. Let me go to Wendy's real fast. Mm-hmm. I need to go to a grocery store real fast. Let me go do that. Like, those are the type of things that was definitely, I was like, I can go wherever I want now. I ain't got to worry about nobody. I can leave when I want to leave.
Yep.
So that was my main thing. That was my biggest thing when I got older.
Okay.
I was excited.
So this one might take a little thought.
Okay.
Other than, like, buying stuff for your house, what has been the hardest transition into adulthood? Like, not even just into adulthood, but even during adulthood. What has been a transition period that's been kind of hard to deal with or to work on? Y'all got anything offhand?
My attitude.
Your attitude?
My emotions. And when it comes to, like, other people. Because when you are a child, you don't really have emotions, or you're not allowed to feel. Like, okay. They tell you, get the fuck over it, whatever the case.
You right.
As an adult, when you realize, like, this is the way that I feel, you have to deal with it. And in relation to other people, you have to communicate that.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be, like, the transition into being a good communicator was very hard. Because at first I was just like, fuck you. Like, I don't want to talk to you. Like, yeah. I don't have to.
Yep.
And there's nothing you can do about it. But now I can tell someone, like, you upset me, and this is how, and this is why. Like, don't do it again.
Even when you can say that to your parents.
Yeah.
Like, that's something in adulthood that once you found out that you can actually tell them that.
How you really felt.
Bro, you was tripping right now.
That's different.
Yeah.
Without getting your face smacked off,
uh-huh.
or your bill knocked off, like Daffy did, you know, when Daffy would get his bill blown off.
That shit just spin around on your head. I've had that happen plenty of times.
Cause your mama would do it.
For real.
Without hesitation.
My mama would do it right now if she had to.
Yeah,
I just say stuff over the phone. Yeah,
if you say it wrong.
Like, what'd you say? Nothing. I was kidding.
But that communication thing is so big, because not only, I don't want to go into too much of mine, because you brought up to what mine is. But knowing that you have to communicate these things.
Yeah.
What about you, Leon?
Mine was, my mom was like the true definition of a homemaker. Even though my mom worked like 40 hours, sometimes 50 hours, my mom would come home and still cook and clean. That was the hardest transition for me. Because it's like,
you don't have that too. You don't have nobody to do.
Yeah, I didn't have that regular. It wasn't a regular type thing for me. It was like, all right, who gonna cook this meal for me? Exactly. Like, who about the
winner?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like,
you the adult.
Like, who about to do these dishes?
You.
Like those are the type of things.
I still ask these questions.
There
are days when I come home and just walk past the kitchen. Like
fuck it. Yeah. So those would be the things. Like, I'd be like, who's about to unthaw this food? Like, I was the one who unthawed everything, and then next thing you know, I felt like it was already made.
Exactly, because you doing your thing.
Exactly.
until it's time for your mom to say it's ready.
Now I have to unthaw stuff and wait. Like, I'm hungry right now, so I need to hurry up and get this on.
You key got a plan to cook before you hungry.
Exactly.
I plan my meals on like Thursday, and I cook them on Sunday for the following week.
Yeah, you gotta know.
I definitely plan them out.
Yeah, I think that was my hardest transition.
I'm about to teach Ava how to meal prep as a kid, just so she can be prepared.
Right.
Like, yo, when she in junior high school, you gonna meal prep your lunches.
Right now. You about to do this.
So you can learn how it is. If you don't like it, you got to deal with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn. All right, so my hardest transition. is emotional intelligence, mental health, those things.
Mental health is so key.
Not knowing why I act certain ways, not knowing that there's a root cause to all these things, not knowing that I treat myself certain ways, or not knowing why I eat certain things during certain times. Like when I told y'all about how I eat when I'm upset.
Right.
Not even paying attention to those things until later, I didn't have the emotional intelligence to know that there is a reason why I'm doing this. There's a reason why I'm being harmful to myself, either mentally or emotionally. Like, that was the hardest thing, I think, in my life to transition into the self-awareness. Because you live your 20s without having to feel like you're aware of anything that you do. Invincible. Yeah, you don't have consequences of what you do. But that self-awareness is like the hardest thing to have to deal with. Knowing that what you're doing and what you're saying is affecting not just you. It's affecting your future self, your environment, everybody around you. Knowing that you're drinking too much because of something. Mm-hmm. Knowing that you're eating too much because of something. Or knowing that you're lashing out and angry because of something that you don't want to deal with.
Right. I said, yeah.
Emotional intelligence and communication was the hardest thing. To be able to learn how to communicate better. Y'all have known me for about 8 or 9 years.
Yeah.
I didn't always know how to communicate. I don't know how to communicate, not even just my feelings, but just how to want better for you all, or want it to get better for us. Like, I didn't know how to communicate none of these things. I would just be mad and I'll just do it myself. So, like, if I would ask people to do stuff and they didn't do it to my level, or they didn't do it quick enough, I didn't know how to communicate these things.
Right.
So knowing how to communicate and how to have emotional intelligence has been the hardest transition for me as an adult. I still haven't mastered it. There's some things that I still let myself go on that I gotta fix. But knowing that if I drink while I'm mad, there's gonna be consequences after that or during that, I had to figure out what that root cause was.
Right.
Knowing if I'm eating out, like eating too much because I'm angry, why am I doing that? Why don't I fix this root problem? And that's been one of the hardest things. I hope everybody gets to a point where you can just sit and look at yourself. Like, damn, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Let me stop this.
That's true.
That's a humbling moment.
It's the biggest humbling moment because you see how much you got in your way. Like, there's a lot of things that you could have been done. You could have been did. You could have been accomplished some things if you got yourself out your way.
That's very true.
If you if you knew that you have the power to get things done yourself and you believed it, you'll get a lot more accomplished. I didn't believe in myself. And that was one of those things that has been the hardest transitions to just do it. Like, you, I waited so long for people to just vouch for me to do stuff. Mm-hmm. Now I'll just do it. Either it'll happen or it won't. I'ma still do it.
Yeah.
So, how's your communication skills evolved through adulthood? Like, even though you say communication is one of your hardest transitions, what do you feel that you've evolved in doing?
Just being able to express myself. Like, now I don't have no problem being like, that was annoying. Can you not? And here's why.
So you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
Nah, I wouldn't say nothing. I wouldn't say nothing. I would just either be super hurt about it, or I would just be super pissed off about it. But I would never say nothing. But now, no.
How would you tell, like, a teenager about that if they had the same issues? What would you tell them to get them through it?
Rehearse what you're gonna say. Like, you, if you don't say it now, it'll come out later, and your actions. And your drunken rants, it'll come out later.
Right.
So even if you have to rehearse your speech in the mirror and then go to that person, and it don't have to be aggressive. That was something I had to understand. Like, when you express yourself, it doesn't have to be aggressive. It doesn't have to be like attitude. You could just say how you feel,
right.
And you can't control how they're going to receive it, though.
Right.
But you could just say how you feel, and if you know that you came to them like level headed and they fly off, that's their own problem. Because they probably got their own issue.
Communication is key.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, really, what you said about you can't really know or direct how they're going to react to it, that's a big thing. That's a big fear for a lot of people. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how they're going to react. They're not going to like me no more. Once you learn how to say, oh, well,
your life let that go.
Ooh, your life becomes better. Leah, how did your communication evolve throughout your adulthood?
Because, well, I mean, as a child, like, I was always able to express to my mom. but not to my dad. So now
there's a reason. Is there a root?
Well, I mean, just me being scared. Just being scared of my dad in general. So like I'm not afraid of my dad anymore. Like me and my dad's relatively the same size. I'm bigger than my dad, but outside of that, like I can say my piece to my dad now. Okay. Without like me getting extra emotional. Like for instance, like when I first got my ear pierced, my dad called me a girl.
I think our generation went
like,
through that.
Like he was like, so am I raising a girl now? Like I shut down and I stopped talking.
Like yo, ear piercing was big.
That's devastating.
It was like especially coming from your dad. God, like
damn. That was big for us in our age because guys before us didn't get their ears pierced like that.
Yeah.
So that was our rebellion was getting your left ear pierced.
Yeah,
and not your right one. Yeah. That meant you was gay.
Like a motherfucker.
Oh, I didn't know there was a method.
Yes, you have to either have your left or both. Both didn't happen until later, though.
Yeah, both didn't happen until I was about 18.
Yeah, left was where you start on. That means that you were a straight dude and you were fashionable. Yep. If you got your right one, you're gay. not saying that you're gay, like, that's bad. Like, no, they meant that you were a homosexual.
Like,
That was what it was.
That's what it was.
Whether it was a folktale or real life.
We had no reason.
We didn't have the education behind it. We just knew that if you saw a nigga with his right one, like, you better have his left one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Call it homophobic or call it ignorant.
Yeah, we're ignorant.
We're ignorant. Yeah. So yeah, that was, I didn't even think about that. Like that was a big thing.
Like
for that us.
Was, it was like, because I was super excited. I was like, I'm about to call my dad. Like, yo, I got my ear pierced. Like, and I took it like a G. Blah blah blah.
And them niggas wore knee high boots and stuff, dressed like Rick James.
My dad wore platform shoes with heels. My nigga, like,
but you can't wear it.
But I can't get. You feel me?
Yeah.
So like when I told
that,
that's
what they are.
When I told that to my dad, my dad killed me. Like it devastated my whole life for the rest, like for like a week.
I feel you.
Like I didn't want to talk to my dad.
I feel you.
Like I didn't want to talk to. I was like, man, I don't even want to talk to you, nigga. Like oh, I'm done talking to you for like a week. Like we
because
good.
It's just like a
we go. Yeah. Like I'm done talking to you. So like, I think mine was basically trying to take the emotion out of anything that I would say. So that's why I am the way I am now. Without saying, like I can talk. I can tell you how I feel, but it's not, you're not going to see any type of emotion behind it. You're just going to be like, nigga, do you care what you say? Probably not.
But you do care.
But I do care, but it's just like, I'm not going to let you know that I care all up front, right then and there.
How do you feel older people's communication has evolved?
It hasn't.
With us?
It hasn't.
Because they don't, I don't think they fully...
They think we're stupid.
And but you know what though?
Explain
the
that.
Fact that we say that, but you say that right there, saying like we feel like or they feel like we're stupid. We feel the same way about the next generation under us.
I damn sure think they are dumb
because we don't under. Because then again, though, we don't understand everything that they're going through because they live more in a microwave society and they're set. Their emotions are already on 10 already. We didn't have that. Yeah. We didn't have that ability to be like emotion. Available.
So just think, we're in the middle when it comes to communication.
Right.
Not to get completely on social media, but just think, the older people above us didn't have social media.
At all.
We started off without it. We are in it. And then the generation below us only had social media. Think about that.
That's true.
So now when it comes to communication through social media in adulthood, do you feel that it is adequate enough to keep in touch just through social media?
No. Not well, for us, no, because we've built our relationships outside of social media. So
like, I agree.
Like kids nowadays, that's how they built the relationships. Like we didn't have to like or like when we wanted to talk to somebody that wasn't in our area, we either had to call them on the phone
right.
or write them a letter.
So do you get offended in your adulthood when people are only communicating with you through social media and they're like family and close friends?
It depends on who they are.
It does.
Because I have a situation.
Okay.
It does depend on who they are.
Because I don't want to be available to everybody because I don't feel like I need to be available to everybody.
Think about this specific situation. I'm going to put my stuff all on the table.
Okay.
So it's me and my father. I have a new daughter. I haven't spoke to my dad really since maybe Thanksgiving or Christmas. But I know that he feels that his communication with me by watching my social media is enough. And he hasn't tried to reach out, visit, or anything. But you know I have Ava on the videos every week.
Right, right, right.
So he knows all of things that's been going on.
Right.
But he has no relationship with her. With me, that's annoying.
It is.
I don't want somebody who's that close to me, supposed to be this close to me, only feel that they can communicate with me through social media.
That's, yes. I agree with that
100%. I feel like sometimes I'm tripping.
No, you're not.
Because I've been told that you should communicate with people how they communicate. Which is enabling them to me.
But as a parent, like, that's like saying that you would only communicate with Ava and her daughter via whatever social media is out in 25 years. And that's not the case.
My grandfather was a stand-up man. And every moment in my life, I remember him being close to
that. Same here. Yep.
And I don't understand why my grandfather making my dad his son, why my dad don't see that same type of thing to want that.
People be in their own world though, and they love, they process things and they love things and they love differently. It's crazy, but
it's crazy to me.
He might just feel like he knows what's going on.
Without having to reach out, without saying, hey, how are y'all doing?
And for him, that might be enough.
Like, that's annoying.
It is. I would be irritated.
Like, in my adulthood, like, that's crazy because I wouldn't want, especially with it being an old school person, you think an old school person would want to make the phone call. Like, absolutely. Y'all call me. Don't put me on the internet. Like, that, my dad is like the opposite. And that's where I would think, like, how is in our adulthood, like, do we give people different levels of how they should communicate with us due to their age or whatever like that? Because, you know, some kids, I don't mind if my cousin or if my niece just tweets me or Facebooks me. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they're in that age.
Right, right.
But see, I expect more from older people.
Well, older people also don't know, though. And you have to understand that when we got Facebook, it was a cool thing to add all of these people.
Right.
You may not know. But old people, it's literally like the people they went to high school with and like their coworkers. So I be having, like, my mom wrote me on Facebook, like, did you know your family was in town this weekend? And I called her, like, why didn't you just call me? But she didn't think about it because she knew I had just posted a picture and she was playing some stupid ass game. So she figured she would just tell me.
Right.
So she don't, they don't, their thought process is a little different. But so, like,
I should chill.
Don't be so aggressive. You are entitled to be annoyed.
That's annoying though, because especially if this is your son's firstborn, like, you should want to be there in their life.
Very annoying. I don't think you're wrong in being annoying.
Think of you having your first child, and it doesn't have to just be your mom. It'd be any of your close relatives, and they don't even like wish them happy birthday or ask them what's going on for this special occasion.
Right.
But they're tweeting and liking the photos.
See, and
do you understand?
Don't tweet and like my shit.
Damn sure don't like my shit if you can't even like call me and
nigga,
say,
my name,
like,
ain't changed.
Happy birthday, little nigga, or something like that. Like, don't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, those are different things that wasn't something that I specifically went through. That's something that somebody brought up to me. But just, I want to see what y'all thoughts are on that too. Like, there's things that you should know better.
Yeah, for sure.
But they live in a different world, though. Old people live in a different world.
And they're stuck in their ways.
And old people are from the generation that, as long as you got a good job, then you're supposed to stay and be miserable for the rest of your goddamn life. And we don't feel that way.
Or unless I can see you, like, if I can see some type of form that you're doing okay. Like, if I can see that, if I see that you might be struggling, then I might try to get, I might reach out to you. But if it looks like you are alright, then I'm just going to leave you alone.
Goddamn.
That's what it sounds like to me. Because it sounds like he sees that you're fine. He's like, alright, he's good. She's good. Everybody else is good.
To me, that's not enough.
Yeah, but then again, he should know that his son is not going to put all of his emotions into social media, because he's not going to give that to everybody. That's not for everyone to see.
Yep.
Like, he should know that. Of all people, you feel me? Like, my mom knows that. My mom knows I'm not about to give everybody my emotional outtake, but my mom knows when something's wrong with me when she calls me.
Yeah.
Immediately. Mama, what's wrong with you?
Mama knows.
weed. What's wrong with you? Why are you talking like that? Yep. Do I need to come over there? Mm-hmm. You come over here?
And right. You can only know that if you're heart to heart, face to face,
all the time,
real communication with this person.
Connected.
So. Yeah. Let us know how you feel about these things. We're asking real life situations about adulthood. Like, this might not be as easy to talk about for some people, but even if you don't comment on it, just let us know that you feel us, because we're being open and honest about our real life situations. True. This is real.
This is real.
All right. So, man, how do you feel genders and generations communicate differently now? How do you feel women and our generation communicate?
Don't communicate.
So do you feel that women overly communicate, Leon? You know, so like one of these things, like we this less like a clash. Like this really brings up a lot of issues. Like as adults.
Go ahead and talk your shit, Leon.
I'm gonna say I'm gonna be quite honest. The only reason why I say that is because
Red gummy bear.
Oh, no, yeah. Daryl ate all the red gummy bears. You didn't see Daryl put on that napkin?
Yeah.
And he just sat there.
It's over.
We gotta put these in the freezer.
We didn't communicate that we wanted to have those.
Go ahead, put me.
They're melting.
I'll put them in there. Yeah. When y'all get these gummy bears, eat them or freeze them.
Yeah. But yes, some females, they do overly communicate as far as like what they want up front, which, and you know, in certain cases, if you want to be around that set person, then it's okay. But if you really don't care about what they have to say, and they're only there for a season,
why are you talking to them?
Because they're there for a season.
No, but that's
he like, has a choice.
But that's
my choice
to want to get whatever he wants out of
that. And I'm not taking that away from you,
but
your vine is very ripe, my friend. You don't have a lot of time to waste. So if you not really like,
I feel like you just call me a banana. Like, first off, nah.
I didn't call you a banana.
I don't age like banana, nor do I age like milk. Okay,
okay, but it's not happening. Still, the number stays the same, regardless of what you look like. The number stays the same.
I agree. 100%.
So if you know that, like, man, I ain't fucking with this shit. Like, she ain't, then cut her loose, cause you wasting your time. Like, I'm trying to get some nieces and nephews out this deal.
I feel it.
Quite frankly, you're prolonging this process.
Because
your bullshit.
Nah, because I'm not about to just plant any type of seed.
I don't want you to. All kind of soil. You feel me? A girl who you like and you guys date and fall in love and take vacations and then you plant your seed. I'm not saying just pick a random girl, but I'm saying the bitches that you know that you not finna keep around, some cute little 24-year-old thought pocket, let her free. Let her free.
I feel it. But the question was, do they overly communicate?
Yeah, they do.
They do, which is fact.
So why do you feel men undercommunicate?
Because they're ridiculous and dumb.
I mean, there has to be more.
All the women just clapped.
That's incorrect.
I mean, but that was too general.
Yeah.
Because niggas don't know how to, like, men are afraid of, if I say something that she may not want to hear, she gonna react. And either I don't want to deal with it, or I don't want to deal with it. So they like coast, or like me and one of my friends was talking about this on Friday. Like, a nigga will have the same game, and just run it on 10 different girls. And then, like, when the situation dry up, it dried up. You just run that back with the new bitch. She don't know. Like, that's whack. That's why, and you're not learning nothing from them situations. If a nigga get his feelings hurt, when a man gets his heart broken,
it's a wrap.
The end of the goddamn world.
It's a wrap.
Bitches get hurt every day, B. And we just have to figure it out. A lot of times we take time to ourselves, we figure it out, we pick the pieces up, and we put ourselves back together. Niggas don't do that. Niggas get hurt and just wham, bam, 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 every chick. And then you carry all of this baggage to some girl, and then you really like her, but you don't know how to tell her that you like her because you don't know how to communicate because the last bitch fucked your friend and now your feelings is hurt. Like, niggas just don't know how to talk.
Niggas do know how to talk. Y'all just don't know how to pull the right information out.
I shouldn't have to pull information out of you. If feel some type of way, and I feel some type of way, and this is a thing, I shouldn't have to ask you probing questions. You come to me and say how you feel, and I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to say how I feel, and we're probably going to have sex later. Like, that's just what it is. Why do I need to probe this?
But why not? So you
why?
So wait. Well, okay. Wait. I feel like females do the exact same thing. So
when a lot of girls do.
A lot of girls do. So you ask questions and then like, and I'll give you an example. This is the key thing. No, it's not even the be afraid situation. It's like the age old argument about what do you want to eat. Always. Okay. But y'all don't know how to communicate about that.
Because what, she probably doesn't what do you know want to what do? She wants.
But you say you're hungry.
That doesn't mean that she knows so what do you want to eat? A Riley's number six. It just means she's hungry.
So what do you want to eat?
What suggestions do you have?
What would you like to have? Maybe what do you have a taste for?
Maybe your suggestions are better than hers.
Let's go get pizza. No. Let's get Chinese food. No.
Let's
go
out to eat. No. Shit. If it's Sunday night, I don't want no damn pizza. That's not Sunday dinner.
Let's go out to eat then.
All right, bet.
Oh, see now you're gonna say all right bet. That sounds like some bullshit. I don't feel like that's an all right bet.
It is.
No, I disagree.
All right, you have that right. That is your decision.
Mm-mm. I think it's the communication skills between females and males. Sometimes it lacks. And sometimes there's a wall, and sometimes it's like
on both
ends. It's like you have to have a pickaxe. To break through a cinder block wall.
Nobody got time for that. Nobody has time for that. Like, I don't want to have to pick up the pieces of the last four bitches that broke your heart. But because you didn't get your shit together, you carry all of that baggage into this situation. And now I got to sit and raise your dumb ass and then deal with your issues. I don't want to do that.
But vice versa.
If I got my heart broken and I took the time to get my shit together and I'm ready to, like, nosedive into some new shit. Like, I need you to be ready to nosedive.
But
like,
that doesn't always happen, though. Because something's going to come up. And then next thing you know, it'll be
a triggering moment.
Exactly. We don't want triggering moments.
Niggas have them all the time.
But we don't want
niggas
that.
Niggas don't even want that girl in the club because of a triggering moment.
I don't care. Take your ass to the club. Get out my face.
Okay.
So, Rain, how do you feel that men could communicate better
as adults? Just say what it is. Like, I just said it on the last episode. If you just want to fuck, tell the girl that you just want to fuck. I ain't saying she gonna fuck you. Well, just tell her. So if she chooses to deal with you and try to make you change, that's really on her. But if you make her think that you Prince Charming and you just want them skins, nigga, you deserve to get punched in your nuts.
So, Leon, since you said women communicate too much,
mm-hmm.
What is your suggestion to women?
Shut the fuck up from time to time.
Bro, damn. What?
From time to time. You can't just say be direct. Let's just
no, it's not.
Shut up.
No, it's not.
You misogynist.
No. All right.
Defend yourself.
So when I say shut the fuck up, I mean just say like you don't have to elaborate on what you already just, like you said. Just be direct. So I'll say that. Just be more direct as far as like don't beat around the bush when it comes to certain things. Just say what you need to say and just get it over with.
Yeah.
And it's just that simple.
It is.
But a lot of females don't know how to do that. And that's what I mean by shut the fuck up.
Niggas don't know how to do any of that. Niggas don't. Show me one.
That got a little harsh, dog. That got a little harsh. show you a dude that what?
That knows how to communicate properly.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you this, though. Females don't like truth all the time.
They don't.
It's just as simple.
Right. And I have no argument for that.
See, you about to over-explain.
No,
you about to over-communicate.
I just said I don't have an argument for that. They don't like the truth all the time.
I knew it. It was a play.
Feels better than some bullshit. But I would rather a nigga be like, I just like the way your booty look and your sundresses. That gives me the option to deal with him or not. But don't come with bottles of wine and flowers and all the shit. You just want to fuck me? Because then you're not going to get these skins. Like, if you're super eager about it, I'm not fucking you. And then it's weird.
If they did all that and then they still didn't get the ends, they did it wrong. I'm just letting you know
okay,
that.
Okay, great.
I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. Okay.
We need your feedback.
I'm gonna be 100%.
We need your feedback. Like, this is when the shows really get live. If you've been listening to us this far, we need your feedback. Send us comments because this has really got raw. Like,
I can't stand that.
As a father of a daughter, I feel offended that he just said
he did it wrong.
He told women to shut the F up.
Shut the fuck up.
I'll be damned if somebody told my daughter that. I'm low key a feminist now. Like, I'm aware.
As you should. My nigga, you should. But from time to time, that has to happen. And, and I'm not going to just say females need to shut the fuck up. I think guys need to shut the fuck up and listen.
Guys just need to listen.
Yeah. Actively listen.
Yeah, actively listen. That's
something that I have had to learn my damn self.
I've learned to listen.
Not only listen, but actively listen and apply.
Yeah,
like, true, you can listen to something all you want, if you don't apply it to your life,
yep,
and the situation with that woman, it'll be dumb. Like, it's no point. You wasted her time.
Yeah, it's like a difference between listening and hearing. Yeah. Like, I hear you, but are you listening to
me? Are you listening and applying? So, fellas, apply what you've heard. Take it, and that what they've told you is something that you can take or leave. That's one thing I've learned about women.
Yeah,
that true, if true, she's true. Expressed herself, you can take it or you can save her the time and leave it.
That's all I be saying.
Yeah.
That's
all I be saying. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
You give her that choice when she expresses herself to you. All right, so let's move on from that because it was about to be a battle of the sexes.
It was, and I was ready.
Charged up.
I was
so ready. I was scared.
We'll save that for our live show. When y'all want to be live with us, not just on Instagram, when we can find a place for y'all to come and holler at us, we'll save the battle of the sexes for that. It might be just it might be me and Leon versus the women.
And have no problem with it.
You know, it ain't too many guys that listen to us at this point.
That's fine. Because I have no problem.
All the guys are the ones that try to smash Rain, probably.
And they are not gonna show up.
And then I talk about them like a dog.
Exactly. So it's just the girls that's listening in. So it could be all y'all against us. I'm ready.
For sure.
All right. So of these four things, which one means the most in adulthood? Okay.
All right.
Money, peace, family, five things. Of these five things, money, peace, family, accomplishments, and status. Which one means the most?
Peace.
Your answer, and I'll ask you why. Your answer is peace. Leon, what is yours? Your true answer, not the right answer.
Yeah, no. As a male, I think it's accomplishments.
Okay, so Rain, why peace?
Because money gonna come and go. Friends gonna come and go. What was the other one?
It was money, peace, family, accomplishments, and status.
Accomplishments mean a lot, and status means a lot. But all of that is bullshit if you don't have inner peace. If you fighting own demons,
that's true.
Your accomplishments won't be enough. Your status won't be enough if you got demons on the inside.
Leon, so why would accomplishments?
So mine is actually kind of twofold. So I'm going to say accomplishments and status. Those are important.
Yeah, they're almost the same.
They're almost the same. So the reason why I say that, in order to sometimes, depending on what you're looking for and what you want as an adult, accomplishments and statuses matter. Because, like, you have to have a certain type of background or, like, a degree in order to entertain certain people, jobs, family, get that money that you want. Those things play a part into everything. So those last two play a part into those beginning parts, like, especially for peace. Like, to know that you have accomplished everything and the status that you have is perfect and where you want to be, that means your money's going to come potentially. Your family, you're going to be that protector that you want to be. So that gives you peace. Mm-hmm. As a male. So I'm saying this as a male.
Nope. I disagree.
Well, you don't feel like... So you don't feel like everything being a protector comes with all of that?
No. I don't want to change your answer.
No, it's not going to change it. But I'm just saying, that's what I'm asking.
In my debate, I can have the status and accomplishments and still not be peaceful. I can have my daughter... taken care of. Right. I can be the man.
Right.
Do you see how many stars commit suicide?
Which is true. Now, that's, I think they have more inner demons than anything.
Which is not peace.
But I think, I feel like...
You can have the status and the accomplishment. You should
put yourself before any of that.
You don't always.
But then again, I can only speak for myself. So I can't really speak for nobody else. Like, I'm at peace with me.
Because of your status and accomplishments?
No, just before a status. Before status is.
That's why I mean peace comes before that, because without those, you have nothing. Without peace, you have nothing that matters.
Right.
Because, like what she said, your status can be the ballers, the drug dealers, whatever, the dope boys of the city don't have peace.
That's true.
They have all the status in the city. They have all the money in the city. They have all the fake and real family in the city, but they have no peace. They can't stay in one place openly and have fun. They can't go to the fair or go to other places and just walk.
But I wouldn't consider that accomplishments, though.
I mean, there's accomplishments because women are accomplishments at some point for dope boys.
Yeah, I mean, you can have stuff.
Yeah. And just think about, there's people who have accomplishments, like say that you're an NBA player. That's an accomplishment.
Yeah.
But you still don't have peace sometimes. There's people who go crazy, like Lamar Odom. Do you think he has the most peace with all the accomplishments that he has?
But he got inner demons, though.
Which is not peace.
I mean, but then...
That's deeper.
It's his, though.
But that's... He has no peace.
Because of the things that he's seen in his lifetime, absolutely.
So would you rather have not seen all those things and keep your mind? Or would you rather go through what he has to get the status and accomplishments that he has? What would you trade? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. But then again, we also have to go based off me, though. I can't put my shoe... I can't be placed in someone else's
shoe. I'm trying to just ask you. Like,
I know, I get what you're saying,
Would you want to have all his accomplishments and his demons? New levels, new devils.
Hell nah. I definitely would. I mean, Biggie said it best. More money, more problems.
Yeah.
Like, so,
I feel that since I have peace now, your accomplishments and your status means nothing to me. Because I feel great with who I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I have peace.
Because we were already without.
Like, so wherever Roddy's at, wherever Leon's at, wherever you are in your life, if I have peace, I am good.
Yeah. Absolutely. Tell the people.
So what, out of those things, what is the least important? So for me to... I got you. So if you're at home, please let us know. Hit us in the comments. Like, make a thread. Text us. Whatever you got to do. The five things is money, peace, family, accomplishments, and status. What are the least of those five?
Status. For me, status.
I'm going to say money for me.
Family for me. Y'all know I don't rock with my family as much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got a new family, though.
I thought about the old family.
Yeah. I would say money because you can lose
money.
I'm
not playing my wife for Ava. Yeah. I can't say family. I can't say family. Yeah, so maybe status.
Yeah.
Because you can get accomplishments without having a whole bunch of status.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You definitely can.
I don't give a damn. Right? Who knows
exactly
what I'm doing, how much money I got.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why. And that's why I say money for me, because money come and go. You can't die with money.
Where the honey stay?
You can't die with it at all. So, like, you can't get buried with money. So, it's like, money matters, but it's not my end-all, be-all.
Okay. I'll ask one last question. What do you want to be better at when it comes to adulting?
Oh, shit.
And this is for y'all at home, too. Like, what in adulting do you want to be better at? Leon, go ahead, since you have it on deck.
Being an adult. That's what I want to be better at.
I mean, mature?
Like, not necessarily just being, like, mature, just being able to... just being able to do all the things without... I mean, you already know what the consequences are, just without having that worry. Like, just being able to, like, go ahead and just pay those bills. And... Go ahead and buy that toilet paper. Go ahead, buy all the groceries that you need, like, without having to, you know, procrastinate and wait till the last minute and do all that stuff. That's my main thing. Like, I need to be a better adult
Adult.
At all times.
Rain, what do you want to be better at? Is it stressful?
So many things. Budgeting and dating.
First with budgeting.
Why dating?
So budgeting, because I'm really trying to like save for this house that I want. And just for some other stuff that I have going on, I'm trying to save my money. But like, y'all, I love stuff. Like lipstick, and then like I cut my hair. So like this whole, all these new products, so excited to buy them. But like, fam, you can't buy all the new hair products at once because it's just stupid. So I need to get better at just sticking to my budget, because I can make a budget. But, oh, baby, I can't necessarily stick to it. So I just need to get better at that. Like, that's my, God.
What would I want to be better at as an adult? I guess believing in the fact that I'm good enough. That's one thing that I feel that with that, knowing that power, that I have that power, that I'm good enough to accomplish whatever it is.
Absolutely.
With that confidence, I'll be able to do whatever.
Yeah, you can.
With me knowing that I'm good enough to set a budget and to sit by it and actually do it, I'll be cool. Knowing that I have the power within me to stick to a diet, I can do it. Because I can do anything.
Yes, you can.
But if you don't believe it, then you don't have the power to do it.
Right.
And if you don't have that power, then you'll never be able to accomplish it. You won't be able to get that money. You won't have the guts to go after the money. You won't have the guts to go after your dreams. You won't have the guts to go after that girl that should be your wife. Like, you won't have the guts to go after that dude
that should be your husband.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga,
first, don't put your hand to the side and look over this way, nigga. That's directed at you, too.
But I'm just saying, like, without that self-confidence, which I have to work on every day.
Like, right, for sure.
No, it's a daily thing, waking up knowing that I have the power to have a good day.
Absolutely.
I have the power to react one way when something happens, or react another way.
That moment between am I going to react or not react is like,
it's very fuzzy.
It's triggering, though, and it's so important. It's so important, because whatever you decide on the other end will like shape what's next.
That's one thing, like I've said it before in earlier shows, remember to wake up knowing that you have the power to decide how your day's going to be.
True.
You have the power to decide how you're going to accomplish things today.
Yeah.
You have the power today to tell you that I'm going to do something to reach my goals. Mm-hmm. I'm going to finish writing this book. I'm going to finish writing out these goals for the next 5 years. I'm going to buy this LLC paperwork. I'm going to get a savings account. I'm going to get this 529. I'm going to do everything to take care of my family. I'm going to buy my mom a house. Think above and beyond what you feel that you can do today and plan for something you can do in 10 years. I would love to buy my mom's house and pay off her bills. I would love to buy my mom a car. So that's in my goals now. Like, let's do that. I can't do it today.
True.
But if I don't feel that I can do it, if I feel like I can do it later, and I start thinking that today, it'll become something that I'll change my life in doing.
That's true.
So it's just one of those things, like, man, just know that you have the power to do it. Have the confidence, learn how to communicate with whoever your partner is to see if y'all can get on the same goals. Man, it's just, know that you have the power within yourself, players.
That's true.
So that's how I'm going to end it.
Okay.
Adulting.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's deep. It's not as fun as you thought it was gonna be, but damn. Oh, I promise y'all, a code for if y'all want to buy something from Exquisite Creations. That is Exquisite Creations Co. on Instagram. So that's Exquisite spelled correctly, Creations with a K, and CO as in company, all one word. Also, she has an Etsy page where she sells bath bombs, shea butters, creams, and all of the edible alcoholic edible adult stuff that we've tried in y'all's ear.
What's in y'all's ear?
A little bit earlier.
You're about to follow.
You can order all of those things on Etsy, and they'll have free delivery and 10% off if you go to her page and put in the code DJ Durrell. you'll get to be able to try and sample these things. Please leave reviews. Leave us reviews also on iTunes. We need those comments and those reviews. But if you're in the giving mood, if you want to go further, if you want to support a small business, if you have a summer party coming up that you need some treats for, she'll be able to take care of it for you. If you have a cookout, mm-hmm. be the winner of the cookout with some Capri Suns. Be the winner of the cookout with some gummy bears and some spike treats. So, if you want us to vouch for your items and your products, holla at us. We'll review it on the show. And that's what we're going to do. We're in the show right now. I'm DJ Durrell, a.k.a. your favorite.
It's me, Rain. Hey, girl, hey.
It's your boy, Ellie to the O-N.
FFR Podcast, and we out.
Yep.
Bye, guys.